even though today's decision was expected, it doesn't make it any easier for people who are already under pressure. And we don't just acknowledge that, we're acting on that as a government, collectively.
ये है ऑस्ट्रेलिया के खजांची जिम चालमर, जो रिजर्व बैंक के शरह सूद में इजाफे के ऐलान के बाद पार्लियामेंट में बयान दे रहे थे। रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने शरह सूद 3.6% से बढ़ाकर 3.85% कर दी है। रिजर्व बैंक ने इससे पहले नवंबर 2023 में शरह सूद में इजाफा किया था। ऑस्ट्रेलिया के चार बड़े बैंकों ने इशारा दिया है कि वो इस शरह सूद के इजाफे से मुतासिर होंगे, का मतलब है कि वो भी शरह सूद बढ़ाएंगे। आरबीए के इस फैसले के बाद अगर किसी ने $6,00,000 का कर्जा लिया हुआ है तो इसका मतलब यह है कि हर महीने $90 ज्यादा अदायगी करना होगी। इस बात पर शदीद सियासी बहस छिड़ गई है कि मुसलसल महंगाई की वजह हुकूमती अखराजात हैं या निजी तलब। खजांची जिम चालमर ने बजट का दिफा करते हुए बैरूनी दबाव का हवाला दिया, जबकि हिजब इख्तलाफ और ग्रीन्स का मौकफ है कि मौजूदा पॉलिसियां आम ऑस्ट्रेलियन शहरियों को मुतासिर कर रही हैं और मुतबादिल माशी जराए को नजरअंदाज किया जा रहा है।
And tax cuts, more bulk billing, student debt relief, and the like. Now, if those opposite really cared about the pressure on people around this country, they would have supported that cost of living help.
मगर आवाम महंगाई के हाथों परेशान हैं।
I'm going to do my grocery shopping now, and yeah, I've got to watch every penny. I'm not in the market at the moment, and I probably won't be entering it for a long time.
I believe in the future, our kids can't buy a house. It's going to be like a rental system. Even if it's buying, all their life they're going to pay it. They're not going to have life. Even if I'm working, they're saying $125,000 or $160,000. How are you going to pay the loan?
रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया जापान के अलावा किसी भी तरक्की याफ्ता मईशत के मरकजी बैंकों में शरह सूद बढ़ाने का नया सिलसिला शुरू करने वाला पहला इदारा बन गया है और 2 साल बाद उसने शरह सूद में इजाफा किया है। जिम चालमर्स का कहना है कि रिजर्व बैंक की रिपोर्ट के मुताबिक महंगाई की बुनियादी वजह हुकूमती अखराजात नहीं बल्कि निजी तलब है।
Well, I'm very confident in that most recent data, that uptick that we saw in the data which came out last week, which you referenced in your introduction. That uptick in that data was primarily holiday spending, but it was also the withdrawal of the energy rebates. There were some persistent pressures there in housing, and there were some weather-related factors as well.
حزب اختلاف کی رہنما سوزن لی کے مطابق مہنگائی کی اصل وجہ بڑھتے ہوئے حکومتی اخراجات ہیں.
Australians are struggling even more with the cost of living crisis. This is Labor's cost of living crisis. When Labor spends, prices rise and Australians pay. And I've been speaking to a lot of mums, and I know my colleagues have. And as they look at the expenses of going back to school last week and this week, and they're staring straight down the barrel of possibly more interest rate rises.
Dr. Jim Chalmers ke mutabik hukumati ikhrajat ko mehngai ka zimmedar thehrana siyasi mauqif hai, haqaiq nahi. Wo tasleem karte hain ke sharah sood tawakkuf se zyada badhi hai. Unhone ABC Radio National Breakfast mein budget ka difa kiya.
Well, first of all, more than acknowledge that people are still under pressure, we're acting on that. Cheaper medicines which came out last month, more bulk billing, student debt relief, 3 tax cuts. That's all about acknowledging and acting on the very real pressures that people are feeling in our community and around our country.
दूसरी तरफ ग्रीन्स पार्टी की रहनुमा लैरिसा वाटर्स ने महंगाई के सबब ऑस्ट्रेलिया की हाउसिंग मार्केट में गैर यकीनी सूरत हाल को करार दिया। उनके मुताबिक बड़े बैंक अब शरह सूद बढ़ने से दोबारा फायदा उठाएंगे और किराएदार भी मुतासिर होंगे।
We know the reason the housing market is overheated is the policies of this government to prop up property investment and to give billions of dollars to property investors rather than helping first homeowners and renters. Those are the policy settings that the government should have fixed, but instead the government is delivering for the big banks, just like they deliver for their big corporate mates all the time. This is an appalling outcome today. people are really going to hurt as a result of this interest rate rise. And the government should have intervened to stop this by fixing those tax settings that have overinflated the housing market.
School of Political Economy ke director Dr. Tim Thurton ke mutabik GDP ke tanasub se hukumati ikhrajat ghair mamooli nahi hain. Unke mutabik sharah sood badhana bhi wahid hal nahi.
Well, there are actually a range of other tools that can be used to manage inflation beyond simply lifting interest rates. Most, but not all of these, would be the responsibility of the government rather than the Reserve Bank of Australia. These tools include price controls, credit controls, rationing, establishing buffer stocks, and also what are called income policies, which are political agreements between different stakeholders in society. Now, it's currently the intellectual fashion to vehemently dismiss these other tools as being somehow outdated or even discredited. I think this is quite the mistake, as all of these tools have been used successfully in Australia in the past, and at least some of these could be used again and in the future.
University of Sydney ke associate professor of finance Dr. Andrew Grant ne SBS ko bataya ki sharah sood mein izafa aksar tezi se tasalsul ke saath hota hai.
So typically when the Reserve Bank increases rates, they don't typically stop at one increase. Historically, it's sort of been a sign that there might be two or three in a row. We typically have seen that there's, you know, a bit of momentum in these things. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, we get another rate increase before the end of the year, or even before the end of the financial year, especially if this sort of struggles to put a brake on inflation. So that's what I will expect to see.
The other thing the government needs to be doing is taking on corporate price gouging. Now, they've acted to a degree in the supermarket sector, thanks to the Greens' work in the previous parliament, putting the pressure on the government to act. But I have to say, there is an entire economy here, entire sectors of the economy, the banking sector, the insurance sector, where corporate price gouging is rampant.
SBS News ki Biryana Charles ke news feature ko Urdu samayin ke liye Rehan Alvi ne pesh kiya.
SBS South Asia. Keep up to date with what's happening in your community.
Thank you for tuning in.
Assalamu alaikum Australia. Main hoon Fawad Khan aur aap sun rahe hain SBS Radio.
Main hoon Rehan Alvi aur aap hain SBS Urdu ke saath.
Aaj kuch khaas hai.
SBS South Asia. Your news from here and hits from home.